Are you ready to go from burned out to blissed out? I'm Rebecca Whitman. I will share with you my 7 pillars of abundance and interview experts that will help you get all 7 areas of your life in alignment so that you can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Let's get into the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Thanks to all you loyal listeners. We keep growing. So keep sharing this podcast. Share the message that you don't have to go through life drained, exhausted, and burned out. You can have fun, make money, be successful, and be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Today, we have one of my newest friends on the show. I met her a few months ago, about 6 months ago at a conference. And the second I met her, I knew I wanted to interview her. And I'm so happy we're finally getting to have this conversation. Welcome to the show, Amanda Nicole Morris.
Hi, thanks so much. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks so much for the invite, Rebecca.
You are so welcome. So let me tell you guys about Amanda Nicole Morris. She loves helping people achieve the life they never thought they could have. So a life beyond their wildest dreams. She has come from nothing to rise through the top ranks of first direct sales and then network marketing. She's won tons of awards. She has a very persistent and resilient attitude where she decides to not take no for an answer. And this has helped her skyrocket in the profession of network marketing. She believes that everyone can have the life they want by changing their mindset and taking massive action. She is an amazing mother and a devoted fiance. Welcome to the show again, Amanda. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
So tell us about your humble beginnings. You know, you said in your bio, you come from nothing. And how did you get to be a top leader in network marketing coming from nothing?
So basically my story of coming from nothing started very early. I grew up in foster care. I was adopted when I was 13 years old, went through like crazy amounts of growing up in my childhood, you know, ended up getting adopted into a family that was absolutely amazing to me. They put me in sports. They had me in dance. They, you know, pretty much gave me everything I didn't have as a child, which was really awesome. The only thing that wasn't really awesome is they were just a little bit older, you know, than the family that someone my age would have. My parents, you know, my mom now, she's going to be 75 in October and I'm 35. So she's literally 40 years older than me.
Yeah.
But that didn't stop them from literally giving me everything. And then I ended up getting married when I was 20. I had my son when I was 22. You know, I was like, oh my God, my whole life, like, this is what I've waited for, my happy ending, you know, like a family. I always just wanted a family, like, you know, growing up in foster care, that's the one thing that I didn't really have. And so I was like, I've got my family now. Well, then things like took a little tumble, and I don't think I've ever talked about this publicly, like in an interview. So here we go. Spill the beans.
Thank you for trusting me. I appreciate your vulnerability. People absolutely do that a lot on my show. They share things that they've never shared. So,
you know, I believe in authenticity, and I feel like if you feel it, then just do it.
Yeah.
My husband, who we met when I was 16 years old, he was my high school sweetheart. He ended up coming out as gay.
And oh, you've never shared that before?
Yeah. Totally switched teams.
And did you have any suspicions when you were going out that he was like checking out guys?
No, that was never a suspicion. It was, you know, like he was, we'll say metrosexual. You know, he took 2 showers a day. He cared about what he looked like. He smelled nice all the time. He was considerate of women, but he also, you know, he was raised by 2 women, his mom and his sister. So like that in my brain made sense, you know, like, oh, that's why he's like that. He's raised by 2 women who were taught him to respect women. You know, I'm blind sometimes and it's okay. I admit it and I grow from it. But, so my world at that point flipped upside down.
How did he let you know that he was gay and that he wanted to leave the marriage?
So it was like a process almost. It started the year before we actually decided to be done. And he came to me and basically was like, I'm bi.
Do you want to know my biggest and best beauty secret? It is liquid collagen. I started drinking liquid collagen 3.5 years ago, and I am totally obsessed. I have never looked younger, fitter, leaner, stronger. My skin is glowing. My hair is thick and shiny. Eyebrows, eyelashes, nails, they're all growing, and I feel like I'm aging backwards. If you really want to know a huge hack to be balanced, beautiful, and abundant, you got to try this collagen. It is amazing. If you go to the show notes, you will get a $10 off coupon. If you buy 2 bottles, it's $25 off. And there's 2 versions. There's one for anti-aging and overall health. And there's another formula for fat loss. Both formulas are amazing. They taste great. And it's so easy to take. You just take a spoonful in the morning and a spoonful at night and just add it to your regimen. This stuff is off the charts. So make sure you go to the link in the show notes and grab yourself a couple bottles and tell me how much you love aging backwards. Thanks for watching the show, and we'll be back to our regular content now.
I was like, okay. Pretty much everybody I knew claimed to meet, you know, like somebody bi. If I count on 10, you know, my whole hand, how many friends I had who claimed to be bi, I was like, okay, what does that mean? What do you want to do? And so we basically made an agreement that you need to do what you need to do to figure out if this is the life you want to live or if you want to be with your family. And long, long, long story short, he ultimately decided that that's who he was. And we decided that it would not be fair of either of us to stay in the relationship, because it was not fair for me to be with someone who I couldn't grow emotionally and in a relationship with, rather than just being my best friend. And it wasn't fair to him because he wasn't able to truly be who he was. So we decided to be done, and which was absolutely earth shattering because, you know, we'd been together for almost 15 years. So like we grew up together basically almost, you know, from teenager to, you know, we have our own kid together. And, he ended up, you know, leaving and moving in with his now fiance. And I have to share my kid every other week now. So it was like a terrible, terrible whole thing. But in that time period was when I lost all my weight. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, yeah, I lost all my weight because I was stressed out. And it was, for me, I took about 6 to 8 months to where I was completely broken, you know, just like, I thought it was my fault. I'm like, I went into the whole, you know, victim mentality of poor, pitiful me. Why me? You know, like I had a terrible childhood. I'm now going through a divorce in a situation that most people have not been in, nor would they understand. And I kept getting, oh, you are a much stronger woman than I am. You know, and people say that.
Were you emotional eating, or were you like doing the breakup diet of I'm just too depressed to eat when you first?
I think in those 6 to 8 months, I was doing a little bit of both. I was more of I'm a previous binger. So I'm one of those that will like not eat for a long time and then just binge on everything. And obviously that's just not good for our bodies. That's not, you know, our bodies are not meant to digest that amount of food in that amount of time, nor are you supposed to not feed your body for a long period of time. So my body was going like up, down, up, down, up, down. I was really like staying within the same like 10 pounds. But after that, I'd probably say 8 months in, I woke up one day and was like, I'm done. This is not me. I'm a very happy, positive, outgoing person. Most people know me as the person that's trying to solve everybody's problem. Like if my friend is upset, okay, do I need to murder somebody or do I need to go buy you a jug of ice cream? What are we doing? You know, like that's the kind of friend I am. So I was like, I can't be there for other people if I'm not there for myself. And so I kind of just picked myself up and I literally sat down that day and I wrote 5 pages of excuses that I had either used myself, that I had either heard somebody else say, or that I was just thinking in my head of why I couldn't A, start losing the weight, get to the body that I finally am
happy. How much were you at your peak weight? How much did you weigh?
378 pounds.
378 pounds. So that means you were very uncomfortable.
I was uncomfortable. I wasn't able to play with my toddler. Like,
maybe not even go up steps or sit on a plane.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even when we'd go to the park, you know, like I'd have to sit on the bench and watch him play, you know, or just stand at the bottom of the slide while he's sliding down. You know, I couldn't chase him around. I couldn't do any of that stuff because I'd be out of breath. And, you know, I was just uncomfortable in my body. And so with those 5 pages of excuses, I told myself, okay, we're starting today. I decided the 5 things that I was going to do immediately. I was going to make better choices with my nutrition. I didn't want to like define that too much just yet in the beginning, because I was already overwhelmed with being a chronic dieter for like almost 20 years, where 10 months out of every single year I was on a diet. So like, and it was the fad diets, you know, like Cosmo would pull up a diet, you know, oh, let's do the 3-day military egg diet. Okay, cool. Let's just eat eggs all day, you know? Well, that didn't work. And in the end, what I found out was everything that I did, it wasn't the things that I was doing. It was also doing them consistently. And when it didn't work in my time frame, I'd give up. You know, like, and I feel like that's what a lot of us do. We put a time frame on certain things, or we put expectations on things that we're really not educated enough to put an expectation on that thing. That's like planting a seed and being like, all right, you better be grown tomorrow, ready to be harvest. You know, like it's not going to work that way. And I kind of feel like that's what we do to our body. You know, we give it the wrong things. And then we're like, oh, why do I feel like crap? Why do I have no energy? Why am I not sleeping? It's because you're not giving your body the proper nutrients it needs in order to perform those functions. And it's the same thing if you're planting something. If you don't give it the sun and the nutrients and the water and everything like that, it's not going to grow right. And we take our bodies for granted. And I decided that instead of counting macros and counting calories, that I was just going to listen to my body. If I was hungry, I was going to eat. Now, I did have to do a bit of what I call reverse dieting to get back up to a caloric intake that was healthy for my body, because I was stuck about between 800 and 1,000 calories a day. Because I was so...
That's not a lot of calories.
It's not even... It is recommended medically for a toddler, a 2 to 4-year-old, to have at least 1,200 to 1,400 calories a day. So I wasn't even eating enough to have for a toddler to grow. So all that was doing was my body was consuming more of my muscle, which was putting more fat into my body, and more fat was being stored. So people are like, oh, well, how can you gain weight by not eating? Because that's exactly what your body does. When you are not eating enough food, and then you take someone like me, for instance, like I said, I'm a binger. Then I go and eat a massive amount, you know, 2,000-3,000 calories in one sitting. Those 2,000-3,000 calories are being stored. The majority of that is being stored instead of being utilized for energy. And so that's exactly how you can gain that much weight. And a lot of people don't want to talk about that because, you know, we have medical professionals telling us, especially us women, oh, you just need to eat less and work out more, when they're not even asking you how much you're eating. And I'd probably say about like 85% of my clients who come to me are under eating. So when people are telling them to eat less and work out more, or giving them a caloric intake of 1,200 calories a day, they're doing more damage than they are good. And so it's like this never ending cycle of, I feel like I'm doing everything right because this is what they're telling me to, but I'm not getting these results. And I think that day that I wrote down all those excuses and decided to take it seriously, I said, Amanda, this is your fault, not their fault. And the reasons it's my fault is because I decided to just listen to these people instead of doing my own research, figuring out how my body worked, figuring out, why do you need to drink water? What is the importance of water in your body? It's not just to keep you hydrated. It's to do a lot of different things. You would be amazed at how much water does for your body. But there are so few people who actually drink the amount of water they should be drinking every day. I have people come to me who are like, I don't drink water. And I'm like, how are you alive?
Right?
She goes, well, I drink Coke. I'm like, do you realize
how much water do you drink?
So I shoot for half my body ounces every single day of water. Okay. And that's just kind of like what I tell everybody too. And let's just say that you weigh 150 pounds. You need to be drinking a minimum of 100 ounces. So a minimum of 100 ounces for everybody, at least half your body weight for anybody, you know, heavier. And so like I have these, I think this is a 40 ounce thing, and I feel it more than just half my body weight most days. And especially this summer, I feel like 6-7 times a day. And so,
are you serious?
I am dead serious.
Drink 7 40-ounce Stanley cups of water a day. That's like 280 ounces. That's a lot. That's,
and like I can tell water. I can tell when I'm not drinking enough. But like the thing about it is,
that's amazing.
What drinking water has done for me, my joints feel better. My skin is better. My hair, everything about that is better. You know, like the, this is going to sound weird, but I have terrible allergies and the wetness in my eyeballs is better.
But you know, are you like running to the bathroom all the time?
So in the beginning I was, and then I realized, you know, I did my little researchy search because that's what I do. You know, like usually when I get done doing a live or a show or something or whatever on my page, I'm like, hey, don't forget, if you hear something that rings a bell on my live, write it down. And then after the live, go Google. Because you're going to find out so much more. And it also may, you may come across something that you also didn't know, and you're going to learn more information. That is what I do. I love Googling. So what I did was I sat down and I did a little research. And if you are drinking tons of water or even just regular amount of water and it's going straight through you and you feel like you're in the bathroom all day, your body is not absorbing it because you do not have enough electrolytes in your body. And not necessarily in your water. Don't go chugging those liquid IVs. I actually just saw a video today of this older lady who was drinking 3 a day and she ended up in the hospital. So don't
they
be doing that.
They have a lot of sugar. They have a lot of sugar.
Oh my gosh. It's absolutely crazy how much sugar they have.
I did the Element and that was like drinking pure salt. That was too much.
Yeah. So, but you, I don't use any of those. I don't use any of the added fillers. What I personally do is I sprinkle a little bit of Himalayan sea salt and a pinch of baking soda into my water every time I fill it up. And that gives me enough electrolytes and minerals. I'm sorry?
That's not boring to you to drink? Because I like to zhuzh up my water.
No, I zhuzh it up. I use Crystal Light flavoring and everything.
Right.
So I don't like plain water unless I'm at a restaurant. It's really
right.
Weird.
I'm like, I need to zhuzh it up and put like different like mixes in it to make.
Yeah. Right now I have like a sugar-free lemonade mix in here, but exactly. You know, but like with the sea salt or with the Himalayan sea salt and everything, and with the pinch of baking soda, you can't taste it at all.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Your body's actually absorbing
just
more
pinch,
of the water.
A pinch of salt.
A pinch. Yeah. Just a pinch and not regular table salt.
And in a 40-ounce, you don't even taste it, especially if you zhuzh it up with different flavors.
I have clients that drink 8 ounces. I set them up because like if I say, hey, get a 40-ounce cup in the beginning, they're like, what? 40 ounces of water? I got to drink all that. I'm like, well, actually, you got to drink more than that. But we're going to start off with this. I usually start them off with 8 ounces at a time. And even with a sprinkle in their 8 ounces, they still can't taste it. And they're like amazed. They're like, I thought for sure this was going to be salty or be weird. Or one of them was like, I thought the water was going to be soft. And I'm like, you can taste softness.
You know what? And I know you're not even near done with your story, but what really impresses me about your story is they say, if you want to know anything about nutrition and weight loss, ask someone who is obese because they just study it all the time. And it's like, so what is that? Like people who are obese, they know all the information about how to lose weight. And is it just like a mind shift that makes them not able to do it? And then when they hire a weight loss coach like yourself, you can help them get into the right frame of mind. Like how could you, let's just talk about your story, know so much about nutrition and weight loss and then not be able to execute it?
So I think the biggest struggle that I had was I wasn't aware of just how much misinformation there was out there.
Mm.
And so when you are doing things that you know are good for you, like eating good foods, but they're focusing more on calories. So I would be like, okay, well, if a calorie is a calorie, then that means a calorie from a strawberry and a calorie from a French fry from McDonald's is the same, right? You kind of see. So like when you're fitting those kind of things into your calories, it can be very mentally exhausting to be like, oh, well, that's still not good. That's not what we're talking about. You need to be eating natural foods. You need to be healthy foods. And that was a trigger for me when I was overweight. Like, I'm like, what is a healthy food? Because I go down the aisles in the store, which my doctor tells me to stay out of. And it says, you know, on the front of this cracker box, healthy, thin chips, no, or 70 calories, no added this, fat free. And I didn't understand at the time, but if something has to tell you it's healthy, it's not.
Ooh, that's a good one. No one's ever said that on this show. It's like, if a product has to say it's healthy, it's not. Exactly. So let's go back to your story. You wrote down all the reasons, all the excuse on why you didn't want to lose the weight. And then what happened?
So basically, I came up with 5 things that I knew that I could do every single day that was not going to be overwhelming for me. And those 5 things were, I was going to make better choices. So that simply meant every single time I ate food and I had an option to eat food, because at the time when I first started this, I was eating out a lot. So I wasn't cooking as much. And so I was like, okay, if I go to a restaurant and I want a cheeseburger, I'm going to get a side salad instead of fries. Or if I want the fries, I'm going to get a lettuce wrap instead of the bun. So in my head, instead of being perfect, I just needed to be better. Okay. I needed to be better than I was yesterday. Because another thing that I fell into, which I know a lot of people do, and you probably have yourself, is I see somebody else doing something that's working for them. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to do it exactly how they're doing it. And then when it doesn't work for me, I'm like, well, what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with me. That just didn't work for me because my body is different. My mind is different. Even, you know, being neurodivergent, the way I eat is different. You know, I'm not sure, like, do you have ADHD at all?
Not that I know of. No.
Okay, so
my cell phone now, but
do you have someone in your life that has ADHD?
Yeah, I know people who do.
Okay, so it is the craziest thing. I never understood until I was around other people with ADHD. And I can kind of see how everybody is like in the TikTok world that's like ADHD TikTok now. But I was diagnosed with ADHD when I was 6 or 7 years old. And it's funny because we actually found the documents from when I was in foster care of when they put me on medicine and everything, which I couldn't end up taking because I'm allergic to everything. But with, I lost my train of thought where the ADHD was coming from. What was the question?
We're still talking about your story, your weight loss story.
Okay. So yeah, I got it.
How did you get from making that list to losing these 236 pounds in 26 months?
So I remember I was bringing in ADHD. So with ADHD, like I have food sensitivities.
Oh,
I
go you through- were talking about the 5 things you.
Yes. So making those better choices, I had to work around my food sensitivities. Yes. I had to work around my cravings because I was a sweets sugar person, your body literally craves it. It's worse than heroin, actually. And they literally have studied it that in the brain, heroin and sugar light up the exact same spots. And it's absolutely wild just how much sugar is in everything. So my body was craving all the sugar. So I had to work around my food sensitivities, my sugar cravings, and I had to make sure that I was eating foods that were less processed. So that's what I focused around food. And as that, and that eventually evolved, obviously. But the second thing I did was, we already talked about it, drinking half my body weight in ounces every single day of water.
Yes.
Third thing I did, I made a goal and I did some research, and everything that I ever came across online that I trusted said that a 20 to 30 minute walk is a fantastic way to not only get your heart rate up, but to get everything in your body moving. And go Google the benefits of walking, because it's astronomical. That is the exercise that I did to lose all of my weight. Just I did not walking. Go to the gym. I did not do any, probably for about a year of my weight loss journey, I did join tennis and softball, but that was once a week.
How many steps a day, or how far did you walk every day to lose?
So I didn't want to do steps because at 378 pounds, I had back pain, plantar fasciitis, shin splints, and I couldn't walk for more than 10 minutes without being out of breath. So I set that goal of 30 minutes a day, and I actually had to split that up into 10 minute increments 3 times a day for probably the first few weeks. And then I just kept adding on more and more. So I got to the point where I could do 2 15-minute walks. And then I got to the point where I could do a 20 minute walk. And then I'd do a 10 minutes walk later on. And then finally, when I got to the point where I could do a 30 minute walk, I did that every single day. And I started doing that. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do a 30 minute walk every single day, no matter what. And that is going to be my physical activity on top of everything I'm doing already during the day. Because I think that's where a lot of people struggle. Like, for instance, I have a lot of nurses for clients, and they're on their feet 12 hours a day. So they're obviously getting a lot of steps in, but they're already doing that every day. So they're like, if I tell them, oh, make sure you're getting at least 10,000 steps in a day, they're like, I get 20. I'm like, all right, get 30. You know, you have to be doing more than you already currently are in order for change to happen. You have to change something. So over time, I upped that 30 minutes, and I actually ended up getting up to 5 mile walks. Like, and it was awesome and exhilarating, and it took me about an hour and a half. Like, so, and when people ask me, they say, well, are we talking like a slow walk? Are we talking like a hustle? Are we talking like a jog? No, I'm talking like, I want you to walk like you're late somewhere.
Yes.
That's it. Just have walk like you're late to a meeting. Walk like you're late to get your Starbucks from latte and it's melting now. You know, like,
that's another place where people are gaining weight because they think, I'm not eating my calories, so I could just drink anything I want at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Why don't you talk about that? I mean, there's so many drinks there that are just so full of calories and so full of sugar.
It's funny that you say that.
To order at Starbucks.
So what we try to focus on is removing sugar, minimizing sugar. Because if I tell them, okay, you need to completely change your drink, they're going to be like, well, I've been drinking this for 5 years, 6 years, 10 years. What do you mean I got to change my drink? So what I say is there an option for you to get sugar-free? That's all I ask them. And most times there's an option for them to get sugar-free. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know about you. I don't drink a lot of Starbucks, but I can get on their menu and, you know, like order, you know how you can order online and everything. And so when one of them was like, yeah, there's no way I can get sugar-free, I get on my little thing. I know people, they have tendencies to not be honest, especially when during a weight loss journey, which is the craziest thing because they're like, this is something they really, 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 really want. But our mind plays an addiction. Exactly.
When there's an addiction, people are dishonest.
100%. So I don't allow them a chance to be dishonest. So when I do so I used to do a lot more coaching calls. Now I do just a lot of messenger stuff because it's just easier for people during the summer with the kids home and all that stuff. But I will literally, while we're on the phone, be like, all right, I want you to pull up the Starbucks website for me right now. And I want you to pick 3 drinks that you could see yourself drinking. You can even have your favorite drink in there. And we are going to go through and make it less sugar. That's it. That's all I want them to focus on. Because if you're reducing sugar, you are getting one of the strongest addictions out of your nutrition.
Yes, I totally agree. So now I have make better choices with food, drink half your weight in ounces of water, 30 minutes a day of walking. Is the fourth thing sugar?
So no, the sugar's with the nutrition.
Oh, okay. So what's 4 and 5?
So number 4, managing your stress.
Okay.
So many people do not take into account stress. And now notice how I say manage and not get rid of your stress, because we can't get rid of our stress because there's so many things outside of our control. I mean, to the point where you're pulling out of your driveway and you back up and, you know, like your neighbor didn't put the trash can in front of your driveway and you hit it, or somebody hits you, or you stub your toe getting out of bed. Those are things out of your control, but we kind of internalize them. And that's how we have a terrible day. Oh, my day started terrible. It's going to have to be terrible. Why does it have to be terrible? You didn't have a terrible day. You had a terrible moment. Get the hell over it. You know, like just get over it. You are acting like a child who is holding on to something that is long gone. You know, it's kind of like, I hear it all the time. It's like, you know, it's similar to forgiveness. When you have somebody that you are have something that's just bubbling inside of you, you know, that stress is just eating you alive. And most of the time, the other person has zero clue that you're even upset about something, or they don't care, or they don't even know you exist. Like, we put so much stress on ourselves that we have to learn coping mechanisms for that. And so that's why, like, personal development is absolutely huge for that, because changing your mindset about certain things, you can change how you perceive things, which is exactly how you change how you respond to those things. And when you can control how you respond to things, you can control and help manage your stress, which I don't know if you know this, because a lot of people that I talk to don't, and it's so crazy to me, but when your stress hormone is raised, you actually require more food, more energy. And yet, when most people are stressed out, what do? They don't eat, you know, like, or you have the opposite end who are stress eaters. But regardless, when you don't eat and you have high levels of cortisol, your body is actually storing fat all around your body, mainly in your liver, but it stores all around your body for later usage, because it's not sure when this high level of stress is going to be over with. So it's basically protecting itself. And then you have the other people who go to the other side who just like eat everything in sight. And then now their body is bogged down. They can't digest because they're sluggish and they can't think because their body, all their blood is digesting all this food, which is now also going to be stored as fat because you're in high levels of cortisol. So the reason cortisol and managing it is so important during a weight loss journey is because no matter if you're eating perfect, working out like crazy, making sure you're getting your water, all of that, if your stress levels are too high, you are not going to lose the weight. Period.
So what are some of the things that you do personally and recommend to your clients for de-stressing or calming your nervous system down?
So first, I want to preface this by saying I'm a very positive person now. I used to be very quick to anger. One of my ADHD traits is anger is my first emotion. So I've had to learn how to cope with that. And it kind of helped me in my journey of coping with my stress because it helps me cope how I react to those things. So breath work is going to be huge, and breath work can be done anywhere in the world. The Navy SEALs use it. I mean, there are professionals around the world who swear by it.
Which breath work do you do? The 4-count one?
So I do the 4-count one. There's also another one where you take 2 sharp breaths in and then you slowly breathe out. It's like,
oh, there
it helps to regulate you. And so like, it really just gives your body a quick burst of oxygen so you can think clear, you know, and if you can think clear, you're going to possibly take a moment to not react the way you normally would, you know? Meditation is huge. Now, I'm not one of those people that can sit and meditate for like longer than a few minutes because my mind goes, but that is part of meditation. Most people think that meditation is like clearing your mind. No, it's like if something pops in, just push it away. Don't ruminate on it.
Have you tried guided meditation?
I have. I tune it out.
That's okay. I like guided meditation because I'll either I'll listen to it or I'll tune it out or I'll fall asleep, but at least it gives my mind something to do.
Yeah. And I love personal development. Like, yeah. I can't speak enough on personal development. If I didn't make any money in network marketing ever in these 13 years, I would say that I was still successful because I got personal development and I changed who I was and how I looked at things. And it really helped me kind of grow and get rid of some of that trauma that I held on to as a child. Cause yeah, like,
I mean, you sound like a totally different person, not just physically losing, you know, 236 pounds, but emotionally, mentally, spiritually with all the personal growth that you've done. So I just want to acknowledge you for years and years of personal growth. And
thank you.
What is the fifth thing that you recommend for your clients to lose the weight and change their mindset?
Consistency with whatever you're doing. So for me, it was my supplements. I needed to stay consistent with my supplements because I, before, was taking them, wasting money because I wasn't being consistent. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I forgot to take my supplements for the last 3 days. Let me go ahead and take them, you know? And then I take them for 2 days and forget for another 2 days. You know, it was like, I wasn't being consistent. I also wasn't drinking enough water when I was taking my supplements. You know, a lot of people don't understand that drinking water with your supplements is important because it helps to basically spread it throughout your body and absorb and all that stuff. So just consistency with everything in life, I think, is the hidden key. So many people start doing all the things, they're doing awesome, and then something happens in life, you know, to throw them off track. And then they forget how awesome they were doing and how consistent they were being. And it's one of those things that we tend to be our own worst critic, or I know I am at least my own worst critic. And I have done interviews. I have done all kinds of things over these past 13 years. I've spoken on stage, but every single time I still get nervous. I still feel like sometimes, you know, a little imposter syndrome sneaks in.
Do you still feel like the overweight woman?
Oh my gosh.
Even though you're thin, you still like feel like, oh my God, I'm the overweight one in the room. I feel so insecure.
So absolutely. Body dysmorphia is huge. In fact, right before this, me and Baby Cakes, my guy is what I call him, we went to the pool because he needed to get a little color before this weekend. And I was feeling insecure because I've put on like 5 pounds this summer because I've not been doing what I normally do. My whole schedule's been different. And I was like, oh, and then I was like, I kind of internally slapped myself and was like, shut up. You literally used to be like over double this size. Are you for real right now? Get over yourself.
So yeah.
It happens, but I quickly try to get myself out of it. And, but it's one of those things that like people think they're going to be happy when they lose the weight, but what makes you happy is the person you become losing the weight.
Oh, that's a good tweetable. People think that when you reach the weight loss goal, you'll be happy, but it's the journey. It's the same with financial. And let's talk about that.
Exactly.
People think they'll be happy when they hit a certain financial goal, but it's the journey to that financial goal that really makes you happy. So how have you been so successful? You're an award-winning person in the network marketing industry, have one of the highest rankings out there. You've spoken on stages. Is it your weight loss story, or are there some other business tips you can share with us that have made you so successful?
So I think the biggest thing for me is I'm honest, and people like my honesty, and I love recruiting. I don't, we'll say it this way. I don't actively recruit. I will post a post every once in a while, but I'm consistently recruiting because people come to me. They want to work with me. And I'm honest with them. I'm like, listen, I'm not like one of those big leaders out there that's going to, you know, send you a pair of Louis Vuittons when you hit a rank or do this or do that. We've got John Melton for that. But I will be the biggest cheerleader. I will show you exactly what to do. I will be there for you. And everything that you match, I will match my time with your effort, basically. Like if you show up, I'm going to be there for you. And I think that's what really has made me not only successful in my business and growing a team, but successful in helping my clients and my customers not only lose weight in a healthy way, but keep it off. And I think that's one of the biggest things that our industry is lacking these days is everybody's got something to lose weight with. You can lose weight doing anything. You can lose weight eating cardboard. I mean, people literally eat rice cakes. That's the same thing to me. Exactly. So, but what it really comes down to is losing fat in a healthy way. Building your business with a strong foundation. You have to understand that you can't just like, you're not building the top of the Eiffel Tower without building the bottom first. You know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of people expect that. They come into this industry and they see other people having overnight success, and it's not overnight success. It's years and years and years of behind the scenes that is just now being spotlighted. And a lot of people would do really, really well with stop trying to copy everybody else and just be who they are. It's so like, and I think that's one of the things we're dealing with our industry right now. So many people are, you know, bashing one thing to do something else, or like, you know, like even my favorite is the passive aggressive, not MLM, hashtag not MLM. Yet when you look at the structure, it's MLM. You can't, like, you can call it whatever you want, but if you're recruiting people under you and you're getting paid for them, it's an MLM.
Yeah.
Like, it don't make no sense. But basically just, if you are truer to who you are and what you like doing, then you are going to be way more successful than you could have ever imagined. When I stopped trying to be and do what other people were doing, like, I can't tell you how many times, how many days in a row that I would do the daily actions, the check boards and everything that was provided to me when I joined, but it wasn't getting me anywhere, you know, until I started being me, until I started putting Amanda into it, you know? And so that's why I tell everybody, like, you don't have to be perfect at anything, whether you're trying to lose weight, whether you're trying to build a business and make money, whether you are trying to be the best mom you can be, the best friend you can be. You just have to be the best you. And you can't do that trying to be someone else. And that's what I try to live by every single day in my business and in my life, period.
How did you find, because I know we talked about Jessie Lee before we hit record, may she rest in peace. And she was in your party business, mm-hmm. right? So how did you originally find that direct sales party business?
So I had become a stay-at-home mom because I decided I did not want to go back to work. I wanted to be home with my child. That was November, he'll be 13. So a long time ago. Can't believe that. He literally just outgrew me. He's taller than me now. Oh. And I'm having trouble with that. But what was the question?
How did you find direct sales when your very first direct sales job was at a party, at home party company?
Yes. So I went to a Mary Kay party, kind of like recruiting thing. It wasn't a Mary Kay party, like somebody hosted a party and a Mary Kay person came. It was like a Mary Kay party where they all invited people to their meeting and I didn't know it. But I got introduced to direct sales that way. Now Mary Kay and I did not mesh. I'm not down for pantyhose and, you know, that's just not me.
To wear pantyhose to their meetings?
This specific group, yep, they were very dressy and very, very religious and prayed before meetings and did all that, which I have no problem with that. It's just I want to do business. Let's do business. You know, like, let's make some money. So I ended up looking at other businesses and I looked at Avon and I looked at different things. And I had a friend who was like, girl, you would be amazing at what I do. And I really liked her. I knew her social media. I didn't know exactly what she did, but she's like, listen, how about this? How about you throw a party, host a party for me, invite your friends, see if they have interest, you know, like see if you would feel comfortable doing this. And I'm a no filter kind of person. I cuss like a sailor. I don't get embarrassed very easily. You know, like sex toys and stuff like that didn't bother me. So I was like, oh, this could be fun. I can go to parties, do bachelorette parties, like do all kinds of stuff, like, and make money. What? All while my son's sleeping at home with his dad? Okay, let's go. So I ended up doing that for almost 4 years, did amazing with that. Really enjoyed the people I met, but felt very underappreciated by the CEO and her son. And unfortunately had words and so long story short, I loved recruiting there too. I loved signing people up and helping them host their first parties and stuff like that. And I ended up recruiting, 9 girls in a week and a half.
Wow.
And it was from 2 different parties that I had that week. And the next week we had our conference, what they called it, World Conference. And, he came up to me and he looked me dead in the eye. He goes, I just heard you recruited 9 girls last week. And I'm like, yeah, I did. Thanks. You know? And he goes, if you're doing that, why aren't you recruiting 30 to 40 a month? And I was just like, no good job, no congratulate, no nothing like, why aren't you doing more? You know? And then, you know, so that kind of like took a hit on me, and I'm a sensitive person, so it hurt my feelings, you know, like, and then during the same weekend, we had a director's meeting where it was like 50 of the top directors in the company in the same room, and he had pulled our reports. And he basically called me out for my numbers because they were higher a few months ago for my sales, but I had just taken time off. I don't even remember what it was. I took like a month off from doing parties and just got back to it. Had like 7 parties before conference. This was like midway through the month, recruited those 9 girls. And so I was on a high. I was like, yeah, I'm back. Woohoo, let's go. And then for him to completely just like cut my ankles off, basically, it was just, it broke my heart, you know? So I really took time to think about my loyalties and where they stood. And I felt like I just didn't feel like I belonged there anymore. And during that conference was when I won a couple of awards and everything, like even, you know, so it was just, it was kind of bittersweet.
When did you meet Jesse Lee?
So I met Jesse Lee probably 2 years into Pure Romance. So I was probably 2 years before I left.
And she recruited you. She recruited you into network marketing.
Yes.
What did she say to you? Like, how did she?
She's always a big personality.
Yeah.
Always big personality. She doesn't have to say much to get you to feel big feelings. And she didn't have to say much to get me to basically come over. She basically understood what I was going through with the people in my previous company because she had left and under, you know, like similar things. She just wasn't appreciated. She needed something different, yada, yada, yada. And so she just was kind of speaking my language, you know, and I was like, oh, you're over here and people actually care about you? What? That's like, you know, you're not just a number, like, you know? And so I had been kind of talking to them, not really joined, but bought, you know, some product, let it sit on my counter for a while. And then there was a conference in Atlanta that Modair was throwing. And so they all reached out to me. It was Jesse Lee, Maria Lambros, and Michelle Gouge. And they were all going to be doing a team dinner after Saturday's conference. And then they had Sunday where they were doing some more conference. And I went to dinner with them that night. They were all hyped. I'm like, oh my God, this is the kind of energy I need. You know, like this is the kind of room I need to be in. Like these are the people I want to be around. These products sounded amazing. They just had come out with the M3, which is the first system that I started with. That was before the Lean Body system. And before that, they didn't even have anything but like toothpaste and laundry detergent. It was kind of like, I'm going from sex toys to house cleaning, but whatever. and so I went to dinner with them and then they talked me into going to the conference the next day. They're like, just come see what it's about. You know, like you can come in for free. They're not going to make you pay. And I met so many amazing people that are still with our corporate and still with the company. And I signed up right then and there. And that's history 8 years later.
Amazing. So let's just end it with this. You let the cat out of the bag. You are doing Modair. I'm doing Modair too. That's how we met at a Modair conference, which is totally fine. We don't need to be generic because this is a podcast. So what are the Modair supplements that you took that helped you on your weight loss journey to lose these 236 pounds in 26 months?
So my system stayed the same from beginning to end. I did add one product at the end of my journey, and which I still take every day. But I started with the Lean Body system. So Trim, Activate, and Burn. Mm-hmm. And I took that for, like I said, the majority of my journey. And then I can't remember when Treebiotic came out, but I added that. And that made a huge difference as well, helping me lose those last few pounds. But yeah, those are my products as far as weight loss. I do drink the coffee every single day to help manage my ADHD and anxiety.
The coffee's amazing, but the burn, how much burn do you take? Do you take, because it's a, if you're listening to this, it's a herbal capsules. How many capsules a day do you take, and when do you take it?
So I normally only take two, and I take them in the morning.
With
my coffee. So my coffee is kind of my breakfast. I make it into like a protein coffee. So I actually don't like the flavor of coffee. I don't drink coffee normally, but because this coffee helps so much, I'm going to drink it every day.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. How do you, what's your coffee recipe? How do you make
it? I use skinny syrups, which I absolutely love. I'm so excited because I went to TJ Maxx yesterday and they had my favorite flavor on sale. I love the caramel pecan. So I use that. I mix milk in there. I put, I go between my spices, whether it's pumpkin pie, apple pie spice, or cinnamon. And I do Cool Whip and I do water to fill up the rest of it. Cause I drink it in a, like a protein shaker bottle.
Like a shaker bottle. So
yeah.
What kind of milk do you use?
Just skim milk.
Do you use, and how many ounces of water? You just put the coffee in the milk.
Oh, I just put the coffee in the milk.
And
like, usually it's like maybe, 6 ounces of milk. And then I fill the rest of the way up with water.
Okay. And then what kind of protein do you use? Is it the Modera protein? Is it another protein?
No. So usually it's the Modera protein just because I get it for free.
Yeah.
But I do like, there's another protein that's like, oh, the name of it, it just escaped me, but it's a cinnamon roll, one, and it's so good. And that helps to take away the flavor of the coffee too and add protein. But if I'm not able to add protein in my coffee in the morning, what I'll do is I'll just have yogurt. And I love the I think it's called Ratio, and they have one that's 25 grams of protein with only 3 grams of fat, and it is amazing. I don't like yogurt. I don't like the consistency, texture, tasting, none of that. But these Ratio ones, oh,
how amazing. Do you spell Ratio? RATIO?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of that. You know, I've been obsessed with protein lately. And I've lost 15 pounds since the beginning of the year.
Congrats.
I thank you. I do a protein coffee too. I do, nice. Well, I do cold brew, almond milk. I do like a teaspoon of MCT oil, a nice. Teaspoon of chocolate collagen from Paleo Valley. And then I do the Modera chocolate whey protein. And I do that every morning, and it is...
I'm going to have to switch to chocolate. I'm getting tired of mine. I've literally been drinking it like for 6 years.
Which one?
The Logic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm like, I love the...
I just do cold brew. I mean, the Logic is amazing too, because it's got extra things to help your focus and the collagen.
Yeah.
But it's just, I've been doing that drink every morning, and it just completely rocks my world. So I
That's awesome.
Why you love the coffee in the morning. So the last question of the day, you're a mom, you're a fiance, you're running a multi-million dollar business. Congratulations, by the way, on just crushing your network marketing business. What do you do for work-life balance? How do you, that's the premise of the show, is going from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. How do you balance all the different things that you're doing in your life?
So I think one of the biggest turning points in finding balance for me, and I don't like the word balance. I like the word harmony. And just because I feel like I'm never balanced, you know, like I'm always going in somewhere, but I love, and this is going to sound weird because a lot of people are like, well, I just don't have time to add more things. You have to add more things that you enjoy doing. You can't just keep putting them off. Because I promise you have the time to do them. You're just filling up the time that you would be doing them with things that you don't need to be doing. Or thinking about the things that you want to be doing. You know, like when I think about something that I love doing, I love paddleboarding. I love getting out on water. I love going hiking. When we are up north this weekend, I'm going to be seeing my best friend, Michelle Googe. And, you know, like she is like, okay, we're going on a hike. I'm like, I'm there for one day. She goes, okay, I have it planned, you know, like, and it's, we're going up to this amazing, beautiful view spot where all three states meet. Like it's, you know, it's just stuff like that, you have to reconnect with nature. Mm-hmm. So many people are so disconnected from nature that they are so imbalanced, they're not going to find any kind of balance in their life, and they're always going to be burnout. You have to do things for you. And especially when you're a mom, because you're consistently just giving, 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 giving. And I know we hear this all the time, like you can't give from an empty cup, but we say it, but we're not filling our cup.
Yeah.
We're not taking the time to do it. We're not taking the initiative, you know, like it is, I'm one of those people that I never like to ask for help. You know, growing up the way I did, I was a very independent person. I didn't rely on other people to take care of me. And that became very apparent when I got into this relationship with my fiance, because he's like, you never ask for help and you never let me do anything. And it kind of irritates me. And I'm just like, okay. So I've had to learn how to accept help. And I feel like as moms and as women and even men, like we have a lot of men who, you know, don't feel like they can share their emotions, don't feel like they can take care of themselves and do things that they enjoy doing because, you know, society, all the crap and everything. But when you take the time to do things for yourself, you are so much more likely to do better in your life. It's like when you have a vacation coming up, what do? You look forward to a vacation, right? You're excited. You're like,
you gotta give yourself and your schedule things that you look forward to. It can't just all be work, 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 work. So.
Exactly. Cause that's going to burn you out. And it does not matter how much money you need. You still need you time. You still need to do things. And that doesn't mean you have to do it by yourself. You can go with your significant other, go with your best friend, go with your kids, whatever it is that you enjoy doing, just do it and make it a point to do it regularly. Just like you have habits that you do every single day, do something for yourself every single day and watch your life change.
Wow. Well, this was so inspiring, Amanda Nicole. How can people stay in touch with you?
So you can follow me anywhere on social media. I'm on Facebook at Amanda Nicole Morris. My Instagram and TikTok are the same, being Amanda Nicole, because that's just me. Being Amanda Nicole, you're going to see lots of different things, from weight loss to beauty to funny to, you know, Capricorn, to being a mom, to sports,
to everything. You're a Capricorn? Me too. When's your birthday?
January 4th.
I'm January 9th.
Nice. Yay, my fellow Capricorn.
We're
definitely so unique.
I know, right? Being Nicole is your Instagram?
Being Amanda Nicole.
Oh, being Amanda Nicole. I like that. Okay, so send me all that and we'll add that to the show notes.
Awesome.
And what is your Facebook group called if people want to be a part of your weight loss group?
Real Talk Wellness. Let me make sure, because I literally just changed it.
Yeah, we'll link all that.
Awesome. Yep, Real Talk Wellness with Amanda Nicole.
Amazing. Well, thank you for being such a great guest. And everyone has gotten so much out of your story. So inspirational. I am so grateful you're on the show. And everybody, thanks for listening. You guys are our fans. You guys are spreading the word that you can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. So keep leaving reviews if you haven't already. It would just mean the world to me if you left a review. It means everything if you subscribe to the show. All this stuff helps more people see it in the algorithm. Thanks again for being a guest, Amanda Nicole, and everyone. Until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetize. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Wow, what an amazing show. I got so much value out of that, and I hope you did too. I would love to help you get unstuck. Which of the 7 key areas of life do you feel blocked in? Maybe you are stuck in your love life and can't manifest your soulmate. Maybe you just can't lose that last 10 pounds. Maybe you are burned out and want to get out of your job and create a 6-figure side hustle. I have great news for you. I am offering 3 complimentary breakthrough calls this week for the women and the men that are ready to get unstuck. This is a free 45-minute coaching call that I am offering to my listeners. Just go to the link in the show notes. And for those of you ready to really have the time of your life and end 2024 on an incredible note, you will want to learn more about the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Retreat, October 3rd through 6th in Belize City, Central America. Not only will you learn how to get all seven areas of your life to a level 10 to end the year with momentum, but you will enjoy pampering in a luxury spa with healthy food, yoga, and sound bath. We will be having an incredible time on the beach, in the pool, walking around the beautiful city. It's in a private island, and it's just something that will be the best decision you ever made. I can't wait to spend a weekend with you in Belize City, Central America, on a private island. So if you're looking for more information on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Retreat, make sure you go to my link in the show notes. And for everybody else, thank you so much for supporting the show. We love our listeners, your reviews, your subscriptions, sharing this podcast with your friends and family is really getting the word out there that you do not have to go through life burned out. You can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Make sure you tune in next week, and we'll see you soon. Bye.